It's time for learning how easy it is to be healthy and really enjoy life. It's Green Living with Howard Garrett, author, nationally known speaker, and leader in the Green Living Approach. Here's Howard.
Well, thanks, everybody, and welcome to the show. We're going to talk a little bit about landscaping and gardening, because that's a very important part of green living here for a little bit. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined with a visitor that's going to talk about green living from even a more detailed standpoint. Anna Clark is the author of a new book, and we'll be talking to her at 9:30. So stick around for that. If you want to be on the show, give me a call at 866-444-DIRT-3478. If you want to just sit back and listen, that's fine, too. The show on Saturday, the syndicated part of my show on Saturday, is brand new, and I know a lot of you are first-time listeners or heard me maybe once or twice and wondering what it's all about. So we're going to talk about it a little bit here. And it starts off with knowing who I am. I'm a landscape architect and an arborist and been involved with this organic approach now since about 1985 when my daughter Logan was born. And it's been a lot of fun. Texas surprises people a lot in that we're leading the country in this organic approach. And I know everybody, when they hear that the first time, they think I'm crazy. But I was visiting with my friend Bruce Dooley this morning on my other friend Bob Webster's show down in San Antonio. We visit every Saturday morning for a while. And we were talking a little bit about that. In the Texas area, we have quite a few of us that are on the radio talking about organic gardening. And in the rest of the United States, there's not that many people in the rest of the country. And the other thing is there are very few stores, retail garden centers, nurseries, hardware stores, or feed stores in the rest of the country that sell the organic products that we talk about. The reason for that is that none of the universities teach what we're going to discuss, what we discuss every week. That's starting to change a little bit. Colorado State has a program, either Florida State or the University of Florida, one, I need to get the details on that, has now a program. But in both cases, those are agricultural programs. Nothing on landscaping, nothing on pest control, really, nothing on golf course management, nothing about the things that we talk about as homeowners all the time. So that's the gap we're trying to fill here. So one of the most important parts of this, and I'll talk to Anna when we get into talking about her book, one of the most important pieces of the puzzle of going green, one of the ways to have the most impact on the environment is to do one simple thing, and it's the first change that I recommend when you go organic with your landscaping, and that's to stop using synthetic fertilizer. A lot of people think that the pesticides are the worst part of it, that Roundup and 2,4-D and MSMA and all those kind of things are the biggest problem. And they're problems, don't get me wrong, and I am totally opposed to using those things. I sometimes fail in my attempt to get those eliminated from projects because weeds affect our psyche to a degree, I think, in this country especially. And so people, even if they're using organic fertilizers, will still try to use herbicides. And I understand that. We have some projects where we consult, where the conversion has been made over to organic fertilizers, and they're having great success, but they still use some herbicides from time to time because the clientele are used to having this relatively weed-free situation. Well, totally weed-free doesn't exist, even if you use the toxic chemicals. So we try to continue to help people understand that. But the main thing that I want people to change is the fertilizer. And it surprises people sometimes when they hear about the fertilizers that I object to, and it's very simple. If they are synthetic fertilizers, if they're made from petroleum or from something in a lab, I'm opposed to them. And the reason for that is the synthetic fertilizers have more of an impact on the carbon footprint and the environment than anything you can possibly do. Of the fertilizers that are put down that are synthetic, starting with Miracle-Gro and Peters 20-20-20 and the famous 3:1:2 and 4:1:2 ratio high nitrogen fertilizers, of that that product, of the product that is put out on the property, as little, well, it could be less than 10% of it goes into the plant. Where does the rest of it go? Well, the rest of it goes, first of all, volatilizing into the air. It's a major source of air pollution. A lot of people don't realize that. The second thing is that it leaches into the soil. The synthetic fertilizers are soluble, and that means they leach through the soil and go right into the water stream. I was talking to Bruce this morning a little bit about this horrible situation we've got in the Gulf right now, this offshore drilling rig that has blown out. And if you haven't seen pictures yet, I just saw them for the first time this morning. Somebody sent me some photographs of the event from the very beginning to now, and it is much, much, much larger than I thought. It's really, really bad. And Bruce started out talking about the fact that we have a big dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico to start with, and the dead zone is because of the synthetic fertilizers. And this isn't subjective. This isn't me saying something that's not proven. It is. There's a lot of data, a lot of backup about the fact that it's the synthetic fertilizers that are coming down the Mississippi, you know, from the farmland and ending up in the Gulf of Mexico. So that's why we are opposed to the synthetic fertilizers. The other part of the puzzle, which is really interesting, and Anna covers a lot of this kind of thing in her book, doing the smart thing in almost every case, maybe every case if you really do it right, is cost-effective. And that's especially true with the fertilizer. The people that are using synthetic fertilizers versus the people using organic fertility programs are throwing money away. They're throwing money out the window and causing great harm to the environment. The golf courses that have gone organic or saving in the range of 40 to 50% on their water bills. Not subjective, again, very well documented. The golf course at Texas Tech, when it was under an organic program, I assume that it still is. I haven't talked to them since they apparently recently changed superintendents, but it had been documented in several articles written about the fact that there was around 300,000 gallons of water a day saved on that golf course from using organic fertilizer. And that's not an exaggeration. Again, that's well documented. And the other one is Tierra Verde here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area in Arlington. They've documented about a 45% savings in water. And on the golf course, you're talking about some big numbers. Like I mentioned, 300,000 gallons a day is a lot of money, a lot of water and a lot of money. And this doesn't have to be wasted. The other thing that is important to understand is that the fertilizers are 60% more efficient, 65% more efficient at getting into the plant. So not only is it not washing away and volatilizing into the air, but it's much more efficient at fertilizing the plants and giving you the growth that you want, the color that you want, the flowers that you want, the production, if it's some kind of fruit or vegetable that you want. The biggest misconception of all is that the organic program doesn't work as well as using the synthetics, that you're not using everything that technology has to offer. And it's a big, big misconception. So the way the basic program works is pretty simple. You stop doing the stupid things. You stop using synthetic fertilizers and you stop using the pesticides and start using organic fertilizers and you start using organic pest control products. And the big news there, the great thing for you to understand is that you don't have very many insects or disease problems to deal with. If you're using an organic program, you got healthy soil, biologically active soil, you have healthy roots on the plants, and if you have healthy roots on the plants, the top of the plants will be healthy as well. So the few insect problems that pop up, and they do pop up because we have stress that is induced in the plants because of weather change, or we've planted something that's not perfectly well adapted, which we're going to continue to do. We have no, most of us in the United States have no native fruits and vegetables that we can plant. So we're planting things from other parts of the country. And so we're planting plants that have built-in stress, and we have to sometimes fight a few insect and disease problems. We'll talk about that a little bit in general. I'll talk to you about how you can get more information to be on the show. It's 866-444-3478. If you want the newsletter, send us an email. Send it to info@howardgarrett.com. I'll be right back.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. O'Hara had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. O'Hara discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. O'Hara concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Well, you know, I've recommended rock powders for a long time, and zeolite has really moved up to the top of the list. And there's a company I recommend. It's Zeotech. Mine is down south of San Antonio, but they ship all around. I recommend the Kitty Crystals, the Critter Crystals, the Zeobrite for swimming pools, Zequine for horses, and now Turf Aid for your organic bed preparation. Go to zeotechcorp.com or check with your local nursery, feed store, or hardware store and ask specifically for the zeolite called Zeotech.
It's spring and the rabbits are back dining on your plants, flowers, and vegetables. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to protect their gardens. It's Rabbit Scram, America's finest rabbit repellent. Rabbit Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Rabbit Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Rabbit Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit rabbitscram.com. Rabbit Scram, the name says it all.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Add versatility to your spring landscaping with Steel. The Steel Yard Boss is much more than a cultivator for gardens and flower beds. With 7 optional attachments, you can dethatch, edge, and aerate your lawn or garden, and clean the driveway with the bristle brush or power sweep attachment. The Yard Boss is lightweight in design, making it easy to carry, hang, and transport, and folds to save on storage space. The MM55 Steel Yard Boss is now just $349.99. Act now and get a free wheel kit with Steel Yard Boss purchase, adding better maneuverability and easier handling. The wheel kit is a $49.99 value. Offer expires June 30th, 2010, or while supplies last. Attachments sold separately. See your local servicing Steel dealer today or visit steeldealers.com. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices and promotions are VME SRP. Available at participating dealers while supplies last.
If you are currently having trouble with hearing, or if you have a friend or a relative that's having some trouble hearing, I've got a suggestion. It's a company called Affordable Hearing, a hearing aid company I recommend. They have several locations, Fort Worth, Dallas, Mineral Wells, and Weatherford. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that'll help your schedule. Their hearing helplines, 800-521-1592. Available 7 days a week to help answer your questions. Also, the number to call to set an appointment. Greg Keeney and his Affordable Hearing staff will give you a free hearing test and let you try one of the hearing aids for a while with no cost or obligation. You'll see and hear a lot of other hearing aid companies advertise, but this is the one I recommend. Affordable Hearing uses the latest technology and they'll save you money. That's where the name comes from. Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592. Even if you've had trouble with other hearing aids, I recommend you call Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Alrighty, Howard Garrett back with you, and let's continue to talk about this converting over from a landscape standpoint first. And for those of you who are new listeners, again, this is just one piece of a green living puzzle, but a very, very important one. One of the things that we have done is help people around the country who don't have access to the products that we talk about. If you live in Oregon, you would think that you'd have all the organic products that you need in the stores there. And there are a few, but when I was up there about a year ago, I was kind of fascinated to see that the products in the stores there were in smaller containers than they need to be and what we have here in Texas available to us. And they were a lot of times in boxes rather than in big bags. They were brand names that were a little obscure. The prices were too high, and most of the bags were covered in dust because the people in the stores were continuing to take people over to the synthetic products instead of the organic products. What's different here in Texas, and what we've tried to help with on our website in the Green Living section there, is make the products that are the state-of-the-art technology available to people. And that is important because if the program doesn't work from an economic standpoint, it doesn't work, in my opinion. So we want the products that have the most research behind them, and that includes research that we've done ourselves. We have a nonprofit organization called Texas Organic Research Center, or TORC, and it does research. It collects research from other people, makes it available on the on our website, dirtdoctor.com. I've been telling people now for some time that we're going to have spin that off and have it have its own website. Hopefully that'll be done sometime in the near future, just be easier to find and everything. But the information is there. It's under the research part of dirtdoctor.com. And it continues to grow. If you know about some research, either positive or negative, that we don't have on there, and that we want you to send that to us. And that's one thing that we do a little different on this show is we encourage people to send us information that's positive and negative, because that's what we're all about, is the information here that's the state of the art. So the online store has the fertilizers and the pest control products and soil amendments and mycorrhizal products and everything that we currently recommend. It's interesting, here in Texas, that some of the retail stores that sell organic products aren't even up to date on some of these things. It's changing. It's changing fast. The research and the technology, and it sounds like a misstatement to say technology in the organic world, but it's true. The biological products, the rock products that do the most good in certain kinds of soils, the timing on when we fertilize and when we do pest control, new pest control products. For example, last week we had the owner of Eco Smartone, and we were talking about the fact that they have a herbicide now that basically is plant oils. It's the same plant oils that are used to control insects, just at a higher concentration. And they work great. I just did some research, some projects at our own landscaping at the office this past week with the weed control, and it's great. We still recommend vinegar, and both of these things are available on this website, so you can go in and see what they look like, then check the local stores in your area. If they're not available, you can get them online through our store. But you need to encourage the retail stores wherever you are to carry these things. And one thing you can do is tell them to come to the website and see what they look like, and then contact their distributors that they're already working with to buy the synthetic products, and they can get these organic things in your area. Now, the vinegar is a good example, because you can buy vinegar products that are already mixed, that have the formula that I recommend, or you can make your own. Our formula is whatever we come up with, whether it's Garrett juice, which is a foliar feed and a soil drench, a root stimulator, or it's the vinegar formula, or it's the health drink that I recommend, or anything in between. Those formulas are always available to you on the website, and we encourage you to take a look at them. The fire ants are a good example, those of you in the South especially. Fire ants are a perfect example of how well the organic approach works compared to the synthetic approach. Fire ants are a problem because we created it with the synthetic pesticides, with technology. We threw orthene and Dursban and diazinon at the fire ants, and we caused them to change how they live. In the beginning, when they first came here 50 years ago, there was one queen per mound, and the mounds were territorial. Well, after we threw all the chemicals at them, and it ended with the worst thing of all, and that was Myrex sprayed from airplanes, they decided that they were not going to be territorial anymore. And now you find multiple queens, in fact, hundreds or even thousands of queens per mound, and those mounds are no longer territorial. So you find several thousand mounds per acre. And I tell people all the time that if the chemicals worked on fire ants, why do we still have so many fire ants? And the answer is we actually made it worse. We made it a lot worse. What does control them, and we see proof of it all the time, is the organic approach. If you're using organic fertilizers, and you're using organic pest control, you don't have fire ant problems. Well, how's that work? It works because you have biological activity that's antagonistic to the fire ants. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be right back.
Nothing can ruin your yard like moles. That's why there's Mole Scram, the one mole repellent that really works. Mole Scram quickly and effectively reduces mole activity and gives your yard triple action protection against moles. Mole Scram is all granular, environmentally safe, and completely organic. It's easy to apply, just sprinkle or spread, and it comes with a money-back guarantee. Get Mole Scram today at fine nurseries and garden centers, or go to molescram.com. Mole Scram, the name says it all. Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His Natural Organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at DirtDoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Sugar can ruin your health. Here are a few good reasons from Nancy Appleton, PhD, who wrote Suicide by Sugar. Sugar can suppress the immune system. It can cause hyperactivity, anxiety, difficulty concentrating, and crankiness in children. Sugar interferes with absorption of calcium and magnesium. It can increase cholesterol. It can weaken eyesight and can cause hypoglycemia. It can cause premature aging, tooth decay, and contribute to obesity. Sugar can cause arthritis. It can cause asthma, gallstones, and heart disease. Sugar can lead to periodontal disease. Sugar can contribute to osteoporosis. It can cause headaches, including migraine. It can cause liver tumors. And sugar can cause cataracts. To learn more about living a more natural and healthy lifestyle, visit DirtDoctor.com today. You'll find helpful topics and wonderful products that will help you live better, have more fun, and save money, including information on why to avoid sugar, especially high fructose corn syrup.
Munster Natural Dog Food is a very special product for your very special pets. It has all of the good things. More flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 in any pet food. Natural preservatives throughout the product, citric acid, rosemary extracts, etc. Not just in the fats, like with most dog foods, by the way. Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three rations. That's the red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The latest addition to the Munster Natural line of products is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. Our two mutts, Hannah and the new puppy Tater, like all the formulas, I think your dogs will too. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic special ingredients and is found in the black bag. It's Munster Natural dog food and cat food. I recommend these products very highly for your special pets.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which can leach into your food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pans, pots, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid aluminum pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into the food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you. This is Green Living with Howard Garrett, and we're going to visit with a new author of a book called Green American Style. Anna Clark is also the head honcho of Earth People. Good morning, Anna.
Morning, Howard. Thanks for having me.
Earth People does some work for corporations trying to get them to go green. Interesting business model. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that.
I created this in 2005 when I had an epiphany that I wasn't making the world a better place, but I did have some good skills that I could put to work, and I had been reading enough about what companies need to realize that sustainability was going to be on the horizon for a while to come. But beyond Fortune 500 companies, small and mid-sized companies that make up 99% of our enterprises in America don't have the funds for somebody on staff to manage their sustainability efforts. So enter Earth People.
And if they did, they probably wouldn't know what they were doing anyway. So it's a good deal. You work in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but in other cities as well?
I do. I started it, again, late 2005. My first few clients were some law firms here in town. Then it started expanding as a lot of green startups learned about what we do. I have a client called Evatran, for example, in Virginia, and they manufacture plugless power devices to charge electric vehicles. So it's moved from simply corporate sustainability to clean technology.
Well, that's good. The book is really good. I've gotten through it, and I'm impressed with a lot of it. There's probably a few things that we would debate a little bit, but not much. You go at it from a very practical standpoint. The book is in the bookstores, I assume, at this point, and it's on our website, by the way. It's on in the shop if you want to go get one. If you're anywhere in the country, you can go to Green Living. Green-living.com, go to howardgarrett.com, dirtdoctor.com, any of those things, and you can get into the shop. The title is Green American Style. Kevin, thank you, Kevin. The book business is interesting. This was your first book, I guess?
Yes.
I've done a bunch of them, and I have just pulled my hair out every time I've done one with the publishers and with the whole process. How did your process go?
It was a miracle. I can't believe it. I found an agent pretty quickly, and she only went through 11 publishing houses. The one that ultimately picked this up is Baker Publishing, and Baker Publishing is a Christian publisher. I was kind of excited about that because I think that's a large part of America that has a lot of reason to embrace this movement, but hasn't yet. It is a book, though, for everyone.
Yeah, I think that people, a lot of people think that this environmental movement is just a bunch of hippies and a bunch of people that are impractical and all that kind of thing. But as you heard me talking about the landscape transition, the gardening transition, we recommend it more than anything because it works so much better. And it's a money-saving deal. And there are a few conservative environmentalists out there, but we don't have enough of them. We need to get more into our court. I'm one of them, by the way. But it's interesting. One of the things I want to talk about is the 50 ways to save money at the house. You make some comments about drilling and about energy in the beginning of the book too, and it'd probably be remiss to not talk about that a little bit. Energy is something that we have to have. I don't know that we've done as good a job of staying on the cutting edge of energy as we could have, but this latest mess in the Gulf of Mexico really makes you think about all that stuff. I hope they get that under control in a hurry, or we're going to have some long-lasting problems there.
Oh, agreed. I couldn't believe it. One of the things I got to do when I started this book is interview some luminaries like T. Boone Pickens, and sitting across
from him. That's a character.
Yeah, definitely. And one of the many examples of how the most astonishing people can be the bridge we need to get more people mobilized about things like energy and security in America. The idea that we spend up to $100 billion a year on foreign oil when we can do so much to conserve and save money is something we should all just know about. I certainly didn't know about it when I started this journey.
Well, it's just it's a situation where we can't keep our head in the sand. We need to keep looking for alternative ways to go. I guess solar and some of the alternative ways of doing energy are catching on, but they're probably not. They're probably not where they need to be yet.
Well, they're not where they need to be, and they're not where they could be. But before we even have to look at some of those exotic technologies, a lot of people could be taking advantage of energy efficiency. I live in the second LEED certified home in Dallas. We don't have anything on it in the way of geothermal or solar or anything like that. But it got the platinum rating for the fact that the walls are so hyper efficient, made of concrete, that it conserves energy more than eight times. It's more than eight times efficient than a house its size on average.
Your walls are solid poured in place concrete. Is that the kind of technology you used?
I think so. It's insulated concrete forms. So maybe that's the same thing as poured in place. You have these styrofoam concrete blocks that stack on each other.
So it's worked out real well for you.
Oh, fabulously. We love it.
One of the things that you talk about in the book is changing out the light bulbs. I guess that's been a little bit of a controversial thing for some people, because if you drop them and break them in the house, that creates a problem. And the people that are kind of anti going green have brought that up time and time again. What's your take on that?
Well, I think a lot of these technologies are transitional. You know, there's nothing perfect. The thing about the CFLs we've learned is that if you
flip CFL meaning what?
Compact fluorescent light bulbs. Mm-hmm. If you flip them on and off too frequently, too fast, they do have a tendency to burn out faster than what it would tell you on the package. What I've really learned in talking about this is, let's practice conservation first. Yes, do support these technologies as you can, but why don't you just try turning out the lights more, turning down your AC or up, you know, back and forth, and reduce your usage, and
just
you're going to find
some
save
common
money.
Sense things. You mentioned the vampire situation with electrical devices that don't really go totally off. They have something still burning for most people. And I'll be honest with you, we don't go to the trouble to turn them all off at our house either, because it would take too much time. It's one of those things that, you know, you get stuck in the rut of doing things a certain way. What do you recommend to people to avoid that? Have it all connected to one big electric strip, so there's only one device to switch off, or what do you recommend?
Well, that certainly, the power strip is a way to make this easy on yourself and save up to $200 a year if you are very diligent. Another is to try to buy appliances that don't have the computer function in them, because it's the computerized appliances that keep running. It is hard to do, and frankly, that's not the area where we've been the most on top of it either. I think you pick about five things out of the 50 to start with, and get really good at those first.
But you could save around $200 a year.
Absolutely.
If you really were diligent about that. The other thing around the house, I guess, is just doing some things that help with insulation. Our house, old house, didn't have any insulation in it at all. And I think a lot of houses are still in that category. We added insulation, and it made a dramatic difference in the energy use. The other thing is, we had a leak recently on a new shower that we put in. That's a walk-in shower with a great big head, and I look forward to getting back to it. It still hadn't been fixed yet, but I've been using my daughter's shower in the meantime, which has a much smaller head and everything. And Judy really thinks that we're saving a lot of water because I've switched showers. So I guess there's something maybe to that.
Certainly. Again, it's anything that is mega sized or that allows us to use more than we need, whether it's energy or water. You know, switch to a smaller device or something with a smaller capacity, and you're going
to
use
just
less
not a
water.
Texan thing to do. Switch no. to something smaller.
But you know? But I have discovered on this journey that less can be more in many ways.
One of the things you mentioned is to skip Starbucks about four times a month. I don't go to Starbucks, so how am I going to save any money there?
Well, another thing is if you don't find that you're already doing a bunch of needless errands, maybe you can find ways to just continue your good conservation practices. Some people don't eat all their leftovers. And we learned that if you eat all your leftovers throughout the year, you could save easily $400 a year or more. I found that by using herbs from my organic herb garden, I make leftovers a lot more interesting and palatable. So dressing things up and making something special that feels run-of-the-mill is a great way to do this in a way that's actually fun.
Well, I am good in this category. In fact, we both are, because we buy and cook a lot of grass-fed meats, and we also have a pretty high percentage of organic produce that we eat. And so I'd rather eat that than go eat at a restaurant where they may be using a microwave oven, and they're probably almost sure not using organic food. So I'm pretty good in that regard. And my comment on Starbucks is, I don't go to Starbucks because I make my own coffee. I grind my own organic
wow.
beans and make my own with clean water, and big on teas and all that kind of thing. And, of course, I recommend that sort of thing to everybody. You have some interesting comments about savings related to the automobile. And there's some automobiles listed in there that are the most fuel efficient and all that kind of thing. I have one that's not on that list, and I have found that I get better mileage than they even said I was going to get.
Wow, what is
by
it?
By doing some of the things that you recommend. But we probably ought to talk about it a little bit more. Going the speed limit is something that sounds, you know, it sounds like a goofy thing, but I go to the speed limit, and two things happen when I do that. One is I get much better mileage, and two, I'm more relaxed when I get where I'm going.
Oh, that's great.
Most people are in a hurry. Some people very close to me, as a matter of fact, they're in a hurry quite a bit when they're going places. And if you don't have to allow much more time, really. You just have to be maybe a little bit more organized. But another thing dropped out of that when I started driving that way and slowing down, coasting to stops and taking off kind of slowly from lights and everything, and turning, not turning too fast, but turning, you know, in a gentle way, I get about twice the life out of my tires.
I get
about twice the life out of my brakes. The guys that maintain my car when I take it in, they're always saying, I don't understand how you're getting the life like you're getting out of this stuff. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. That's Anna Clark. She's the author of Green American Style. And it's a book that just came out, I guess. We'll talk about going green at home and at your business when we come back. Howard Garrett, don't go away. This is Howard Garrett for Alpha Biosystems product Thrive. You know, I've recommended a lot of products. I've used a lot of products through the years, and this may be the most important one that I've ever dealt with. Thrive is a beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungus product. It's great for all plants in all soils, especially if you have plants that aren't performing the way they should. Alpha Bio also has a product that will help you with your pond cleanup and pet odors. For information, go to alphabiosystems.com. That's alphabiosystems.com.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way. Clean, pure water is crucial to our health. The water we drink with, cook with, shower, and bathe in all play a critical role in our health. Aquasana's patented process takes out contaminants but leaves in the healthy minerals. Aquasana home water filtration products have been voted best by Consumers Digest 6 years in a row. Aquasana offers a complete line of home water filters for drinking, showering, and whole house water filtration. You can purchase drinking water purifiers for under $100, shower filters for under $70, and whole home filtration systems for under $800. All factory direct with certified performance and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go to aquasana.com today to receive the Dirt Doctor special 20% off factory direct purchases. Use the promo code Dirt Doctor at checkout to receive your 20% discount. Free same day shipping and a free Aquasana glass water bottle for your fridge. Order now by going to aquasana.com. That's AQUASANA.com. And make sure to use the Dirt Doctor promo code.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit howardgarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Anna Clark is here with me. She's the author of Green American Style. It's a new book that's out about how to be green, and it's a good one. It is available, if it's not in your local bookstore, online. You can go to howardgarrett.com and go into the Green Living section, and it's available right there. You can check it out, along with all kinds of other good Mother's Day. What a good Mother's Day present. Your book.
Wouldn't that be perfect? Give Mom the gift of green.
I think that'd be just perfect. We were talking about saving money on things. We were talking about cars. And one thing, one final thing, we'll move on my technique on driving, which is more relaxing and save money on a lot of money on tires and brakes, not just gas. But also, I don't get speeding tickets. Now, have I gotten speeding tickets in the past? Yes. And will I in the future? Yes, because I don't pay attention sometimes as much as I should. But it's been a while, and that's just one thing for you to think about. Let's talk about these corporations going green and so forth. Most of them, I spoke to Microsoft Earth Day, and I've done work with a lot of corporations. I've converted Radio Shack and Sabre Corporation and Frito-Lay until they decided to do something else. And converting the landscape is a big deal. And like I said, a tremendously large impact. That's not what you deal with the most. You deal mostly with recycling inside and materials that don't outgas and things like that, or am I right?
Yeah, we do some of that on the operations side. What we excel at is what we call stakeholder engagement, and the non-consulting jargon version of that is the people. It's the human factor. So it's getting people inside the companies to think differently and express that through ways that are going to turn around and benefit the company, whether it's the culture themselves, you know, within the organization, or say product development, you know, energy use, any aspect of going green within a company is going to start with the way people think, and do actions will follow thought.
Well, recycling paper and cardboard and things like that, I see a lot of people getting into, and then I look out the window, and this happened Earth Day when I was talking, people outside still using the synthetic fertilizers. I tell you something that was kind of eye-opening for me recently. There was research that came from Tropicana, the orange juice people.
Uh-huh.
And this has been going on for several years, and this was the final step of it that was just published. They wanted to know what of the manufacturing of a gallon of orange juice had the greatest negative impact on the environment, you know, the greatest carbon footprint injury and other related things as well. And they looked at it all. They looked at the manufacturing process, you know, the gas and oil that's used there, the trucking of the product and the gas and oil that's spent there. They looked at growing the oranges. They looked at the pest control. They looked at the harvesting, the trucking. They looked at the fertilizer. And guess what? By far was the greatest impact to the environment on making a gallon of orange juice.
What was it?
The synthetic fertilizers.
Astonishing.
Not only did they establish that fact, you know, which is good, but they acted on it. They changed the fertilizer that they're using now. Now, they haven't gone totally organic, which they need to do. I need to get with them. But they went toward us. They went the direction. They stopped using ammonium nitrate and ammonium sulfate and urea. You know, all the typical synthetic fertilizers that outgas, like I was talking about at the beginning of the show, and cause air pollution as well as the dead zones in the water. They changed from those over to calcium nitrate, which is much more efficient in how it works with the plant, and it's not as bad as far as pollution. Now, you brought up something while we were on break about the fact that besides this big old dead zone that we've got in the Gulf of Mexico, there's a lot more around the
Well, yeah, and really, I have to say hats off to companies like that are doing things, because, you know, as much as business is the problem, it's probably one of our best solutions, too. But in researching my book, I didn't even know this. I was just so saddened by this. In the 1960s, we had 49 dead zones in the world, and today it's 417 dead zones in the world.
I didn't even know that. That's scary, isn't it?
So, I mean,
that's all fertilizer.
That's what I learned.
Yeah, all of them are fertilizer, and there are people, you know, here in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all over the country, and university professors, and the list goes on and on and on, that are still recommending these same synthetic fertilizers.
Why would they do that? I have to know.
Well, that's what they learned. The whole fertilizer industry got started by a guy by the name of Eustis von Liebig, and he's the fellow that burned plants and looked at the residue and came up with this theory that the only nutrients that you need to grow a plant are nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. That's where the NPK, you know, that's on the bag of fertilizer, that's where it came from, was from Liebig. And so that's why all the university's still teaching everything, besides the fact that he recanted it all before
wow.
he died. But they ignore that part of it. They only use the part where he recommended it in the beginning.
You know, Howard, that's the case with all of us. We're still operating from an old rule book. We just need to ditch the old rule book and start over, because
right.
it's the 21st century.
Hold that thought. We're going to talk some more in the next hour, so the listeners listening to that hour of my show can hear you as well. It's Anna Clark. She's an author. She's the author of a new book called Green American Style. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. If you want to get her book, it's on our website store in the shop, the Green Living Shop. So go there and check it out. And stick with us. We'll be right back. If you want to call, it's 866-444-3478. We'll be back.